This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado now has the most generous electric vehicle rebates in the country. Over the weekend, the state's tax rebate went from $2,000 to $5,000. And starting next year, it'll kick in an extra $2,500 for cars that cost less than $35,000. That's to help lower-income residents purchase vehicles. The rebates can be combined with federal discounts as well. Governor Jared Polis signed the expanded discount into law earlier this year. He set a goal to put about a million EVs on the road by 2030. It's time for young Coloradans to get their routine vaccines. That's according to the state health department, which sent messages about keeping vaccines up to date to parents and guardians of children 4 to 6 years old. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Their records in the Colorado Immunization Information System show it may be time for one or more routine childhood vaccines. Those include hepatitis B, measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, polio, and diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Most health plans must cover recommended vaccines without charging patients. The agency says your child may also be eligible for free vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Officials around the state are reminding Coloradans that pets can become scared during 4th of July celebrations. Pet owners are advised to not take their furry friends to parades and fireworks displays. Pets should not be left unattended outdoors or in cars due to increasing temperatures. Instead, keep pets at home in a safe, quiet area and away from fragile items indoors during the 4th of July. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us. Today is a warm day across Colorado, so stay hydrated, keep that sunscreen on hand, and apply liberally. And stay tuned for more of today's latest news. Coming up next, it's Here and Now.